morning. I got a phone call from the residents of Ancoil in Burtonport that they wanted me to call over because they didn't want Irish Water meters put in. I landed over and they had a number of holes dug out, four or five, and the residents were very, very clear that they didn't want our meters put in, but there were two residents who did. So they went ahead with the two residents that did, and the rest of them, after some talks, they pulled out and they filled up the holes that they dug. And there's another crew down here in Gidore and Cochin, and we have a bit of a standoff here, but it looks like now that we've reached an agreement that what will happen now is that they'll pull out of this area as well today because of the resistance from the locals. But what's important here is that the contractors have agreed that anybody who has a sign up saying they don't want water meters, or if they come out and approach them and tell them they don't want meters, that they won't install meters on their property.
How many people are involved in this standoff?
Well, this morning, the majority of the residents of Ancoil were out, and down today, down in Cochin, I would say that there's probably about 70 or 80% of those who are living in the houses here are out. So there's a big resistance from local people because they know at the end of the day that the end game here is to privatise our water, and they know that we already pay for water.
If these people taking the day off work to go out and protest here?
Yes, some people have taken time off work, yes, absolutely. They see the importance of this, and then they're quite adamant that they will continue to do this because it's important to build the campaign, build the boycott, and that's what they're prepared to do because they know what the end game is.
Well, what is this achieving?
Well, what it's achieving is that there's massive momentum being built around stopping off the insulation, and also it helps to build the boycott.
But what does it matter if there's a water meter at someone's house or not?
Well, it matters because what it does is it gives more information to Irish Water to upgrade their system, and people here are very, very clear that we already pay for water and they're not prepared to pay again for it. People are struggling enough as it is. West Donegal has been devastated with unemployment and mass immigration.
But surely it doesn't matter. I remember speaking to Deputy Thomas Pringle a number of weeks ago. He's at the forefront of the Campaign Won't Pay campaign, a campaign you're involved in. He's had a water meter put into his house, and he says it doesn't matter if the meter goes in or not. All that matters is if people pay or not.
Well, yes, the payment is the very key here, is that make it unworkable, and at the end of it, when you have a mass boycott, which we believe we will have, the government will eventually, hopefully, scrap it. But it is important. Different people have different views on this here. I'm here because I was requested. I'm the local councillor here. I was asked to come here, and people are objecting to the installation of water meter, and I will stand with them shoulder to shoulder on that.
But do you admit that it doesn't matter if a water meter goes in or not? What matters is if people pay or not.
Well, I think the payment is very much the key here, but also is that people see the installation of water meters as another part of resisting this unjust tax. We've very clearly have seen the fiasco of Irish Water, and people had enough. When people can't afford to pay mortgages, can't afford to put food on the table, I think it's come to a point that people says enough is enough, and they're taking a stand, and I congratulate people on that.